好啦。
When I am burdened or wavering, and sad, Jesus is all me. Never he fails to uplift and make glad. Jesus all I need, and that I need, he will always see. All that I need to his face I see. All that I need through eternity. Jesus is all I need. When I am tempted and fear, I may fall. Jesus is all I need. He never to respond to my call. Jesus is all I need. All that I need, he will always be. All that I need is his place. I see him in that I need through eternity. Jesus, all I need. When I am sent by the tempest of life, Jesus is all I need. Peace he imparts whatsoever the strife. Jesus is all I need, and all that I need, he will always be. All that I need, it's his face I see, and that need through eternity. Jesus is all I need, when through this valley, he calls me to go. Jesus is all I need. He will be with me to cheer me, you know. Jesus, all I need, all that I need, he will always be. All that I need to suffice, I say, all that I need through eternity.
Amen.
Jesus is all I need.
Amen. Thank you. That's a true song. Jesus is all I need. Amen. Not only is he all I need, he supplies my need out of his riches and glory. I tell you what, buddy. A life without Christ ain't worth living. Amen. Thank you, Katie. You know, Jesus said, out of the mouth of babes are perfected praise. And
amen.
We hear those two little tender plants singing, and what a blessing that is. Jesus said a lot about children. He said, their faces do all, do always behold the face of my Father. Their angels always behold, I forgot how he said that about them children. He said, in heaven, their faces do always behold my Father's eye. Can't remember. Yeah, little children. You wouldn't have no children this morning. It's a blessing to have Katie and Sky tonight. Blessing to have them tonight. But Lord said a lot about children. He told us as adults to become like little children. If we didn't, he said we'd no wise enter into heaven. But heaven's full of children. Amen. And I'll tell you what, buddy, I love children. I can't imagine someone having a mind to do anything other than love children and care for them. And I'll tell you what, boy, amen. Appreciate that song. Amen. Anybody got anything else on your heart tonight?
Brother Eddie, I just want to thank God for saving my soul.
Amen, Brother Billy.
I just love him so much, you know, and I want y'all to pray for me. I've been hurting my stomach for the last 3 days.
We better pray for you.
What's going on when I've been down, I've about...
We've been praying for you, Brother Ben. We'll keep praying for you, brother. Amen. What about anybody else tonight? All right, let's get our Bibles out tonight. And I preached last Sunday night on rights. And I can't leave it alone. And I say I can't leave it alone. Every time I think that I can, I see something that makes me want to go a little further in it. I tell you, I heard something this morning that I thought kind of strange. A Hollywood actor, Jackie Chan, I don't know if y'all know him or not, but he's the one who plays them Kung Fu movies there, you know. I'll say this, he always plays a clean movie. I've never heard him cuss or anything like that. I've never seen him play any parts, you know, that wasn't clean and everything, but Here's what he said. He was on a Chinese TV channel there, and asked him what he thought about America, and don't hold this against him because I think he made a pretty good observation. But here's what Jackie Chan said. He said that the United States is the most corrupt country in the world. And they'll crucify him over a statement, believe you me. But I think he made a pretty fair statement. Now, we've earned that. And as a country, we brought this reproach upon ourselves. Some of the things that we've adopted, some of the things that we've condoned and stuff like that right there. And I guess it caught everybody off guard. We've been living in denial for so long. God forbid anybody should speak against our sin. But here's a man that's not a, I don't guess he's a U.S. citizen. But he's a Hollywood actor and plays them kung fu movies and stuff. And he made that statement, and I believe he's pretty right in that statement right there. It's I don't know, makes me about half sick to think about some of the things this country has stooped to, laws they've broke, how they've undermined the political system and laws. Up here in Somerset, I think I heard David Carr talk on the radio that they'd put some kind of precinct in there and illegally voted alcohol in, but that's where we've come. And I'll tell you, boy, we've come a long way, amen. Let's go back again to Genesis chapter number 18. And we'll read there again, verses 23 through 25. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee, shall not the judge of all the earth be right." And again, I'm preaching on rights tonight, and please pray for me. I've had a terrible week. Today, I told them this morning, this is 13:13, and I'm glad there's only 12 months in the year. If it wasn't, if there were 13 months, we'd have 13:13:13, but I don't even want 13:13. But pray for me tonight. Father, we yield ourselves to you tonight. Lord, there's one needing help. We just pray, dear Father, you'd fill ourselves with wind from heaven. Lord, give us, Lord, I pray, anointing. Give us utterance. Give us discernment, wisdom. Bless the preaching of your word. Bless your children. Visit our hearts tonight as only you can. And Lord, we know you'll do right. And I pray, Father, you'll help us to do right. We may bring honor and glory to your name. And I pray, dear Father, tonight you bless my efforts. Help me, Lord, I pray in this message. For Lord, those that hear it, I pray they'll fear. And I pray, Lord, they'll depart from sin and iniquity. And I pray they'll seek to do right. And I pray, Lord, they seek to live right. And I pray, Lord, you'll get the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Abraham said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And we do need to understand the difference between right and wrong. I think that's where we've become. We've lost sense of the word right. And when I say lost sense of the word right, like that man there, Jackie Chan, made mention about America being the most corrupt country in the world. And I don't know, if you go on the Internet peradventure like I did, you'll see some of the comments that they had to say about his statement. And one woman told him where to go. And one woman said, ain't that where they have forced abortions over in China? Well, we may not have forced abortions, but we've got them. Amen. I don't really understand the difference. But for some reason or another, I guess it's okay to have abortions as long as they're not forced. But she said, ain't that the place where they have forced abortions and where they do all kind? They do all kind of things like that. I mean, it's a communist country. And that's to be expected over there. But this is, according to one of our quotes of our president, this is a Christian nation. And we're supposed to be Christian people. Well, if we're Christians, why don't we do right? Amen. I'll tell you what, buddy. We've lowered the standard down to the point. I don't know how in the world anybody could understand or get any lower what we've become, but we have condescended down to where heathenistic nations look at us and wonder, what in the world happened to America? I'll tell you what happened. We gave place to sin. It took root. Amen. That's deep-rooted. It's in our culture. And I was telling this morning, our schools have been affected by it. Our homes have been affected by it. Man, they're piping in through the TV. They're piping in through the internet. And I'll tell you what, one way or another, they're going to get it in your house, my house. Hey, I'm telling you, buddy, like God told Cain, He said, sin lies at the door. And it don't just lie at the door. It wants a place in your house, and if it ever gets an entrance, amen, it'll cause all kind of problems, Sister Carolyn. But when I said we've lost the sense of the difference between right and wrong, I mean, when they arrest someone, and when they arrest him and he's a criminal, he's a malefactor, and he says, I know my rights. Well, the only way he can have rights, that means the victim's got to forfeit theirs, amen. I mean, you can't have two rights. When a wrong's been done, there's got to be one wrong and one right to make a difference, amen. Now, in Isaiah chapter 5, verse number 20, the Bible says, woe unto them, they call evil good and good evil. They put darkness for light, and light for darkness, they put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, men of strength, who mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous for him. That's pretty bold. But the Bible does say woe unto them. And I'll tell you what, in Judges chapter 21, verse number 25, it said every man done that which was right in his own eyes. That don't make it right. But for some reason or another, we think if we take polls on this thing, and the polls say it's okay, then we think by the majority of opinion, oh, by the way, for those of you that don't know, they took polls, and the majority of Americans now think gay's okay. They didn't get me, they get my opinion, because I tell them real quick, Piers Morgan better not have any weight on the program. It'd probably be embarrassing. I'll tell you what, when he puts me in predicament like he did Ken Shamrock, I believe that's his name, or whatever his name is, that started on that movie Far Proof, when he put him on the spot and asked him if the gay lifestyle was a sin, and he kind of being gracious and polite, say, well, you know, we're not going to do it, man, my family's not, we got higher standards than that. I'll tell them exactly how I feel about it. I'll tell them it's an abomination in sight of God, and it's a sin worthy of hell, amen. That's exactly what I tell them about it. Ain't no sense beating around the bush. Need to make black, black, white, white. Quit trying to make everything gray, amen. But these polls, for some reason or other, people think if enough people say it's okay, it'll sway the minds of others, and they'll say, well, everybody else is doing it. I guess we might as well get on board too. That don't make it right, amen. No. Tell you what, boy, we've made some bad decisions. And it's kind of like a snowball. The more it rolls, the bigger it gets. Isaiah 59:14-15 says, judgment's turned away backwards and justice standeth afar off. And I'll tell you why. Because truth is falling in the street and equity cannot enter. But the difference between right and wrong, I want to give a good example of the difference between right and wrong. Luke chapter number 23. You got three men right here and they're being crucified, all three of them. And one difference here, verse 28, I'll read quite a bit here. Verse 28 through 43, I know it's a lot of scripture, but we need it. It says, and they drew nigh unto the village where they went, and he made as though he would have been wrong book. Sorry, wrong page here. Here we go. But Jesus turned unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. This is Jesus speaking. For behold, the days are coming. They're here. In the which they shall say, blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills cover us. For if they knew these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors. led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place, we just sung his song, which is called Calvary. There they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right, the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. And they parted his raiment, cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also with him derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. Here's what I wanted to read. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, says, Doest thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee today, thou shalt be a man in paradise. I'll tell you what you got right here. You got the acknowledgement of sin in verse number 41. He said, We're receiving the reward of our deeds. We're malefactors. I'll tell you what also, you get the asking of forgiveness in verse 42. He said, Lord, remember me. And then you got the admission of salvation in verse 43. Jesus said, Buddy, today you'll be with me in paradise. But I'll tell you what's missing today is the acknowledgement of sin. Today, buddy, I'll tell you what, you catch someone, they got video cameras now on cars. They got them on poles. Man, they got them everywhere because people are just liars. And they just got to try to pin them to the mat. And they'll still lie. They'll lie on the oath. They'll lie any way they get around it. But it won't matter when they stand before God, Molly. I'll tell you what, when they stand before Him, no video cameras will be needed, buddy. The Bible said He'll make all things known. Amen. And I'll tell you what, the books will be open, Margaret. And in those books right there, those malefactors that didn't have enough sense to come and ask forgiveness, but their sins will be known. I mean, better than embarrassment. Can you imagine God calling your sins out? But before your face and tell everybody everything you ever done. Amen. The books will be opened on the judgment seat. The great white throne judgment the Bible talked about. The small and great stood before God and the books were opened. And death and hell gave it those which were in them. The sea gave it those which were in them. And they were judged by those things written in those books. But Alvis, I'm glad my book's empty. I'm glad, praise God, the blood of Jesus blotted out all the transgression, no any way committed. And I'm glad it's just blank pages, Sister Emmeline. I'm glad, praise God, when I open my book, they'd say, Well, he's been to Calvary, and all his offense has been nailed to the cross, amen. Praise God, I'm glad God knows what to do with sin. If you got enough sense to bring it to Him, He'd take it from there, amen. But the problem today is we don't understand the difference between right and wrong, amen. I'll tell you what, buddy. We got a problem in America. The problem is America, we're trying to figure out some way to get around. In Genesis chapter number 6, it mentioned about the corruption upon the world. And it said all the world had corrupted His way. And I'll tell you what, buddy, that's where we're at. We're in corruption, amen? And we just made a full circle of what we've done. It said that the thoughts of men's heart was only evil continually. And it said that God saw it. He saw the wickedness was great in the earth of man, and every imagination of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And He repented the Lord that He made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping thing, fowls of the earth, for it repenteth me that I've made them. And the earth, the Bible said in verse 11, also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted His way upon the earth. We've made full circle. I believe we're back to that day, Sister Carolyn. I believe it's about time God set His foot down and said, I've had enough. I mentioned this morning about the cry of Sodom went up to heaven. And I also mentioned about the sin in the Revelation there. They said that sin had sent up to heaven. And I tell you what, buddy, when sin gets to heaven, God the righteous says, yeah, He'll do right. Buddy, He'll be right when He judges this world. The Bible talks about that all the world may become guilty before God. Oh me, yeah, you're goody two shoes. Yeah, sure you are. Let's see what God's got to say about you. Amen. God said this about you. Ain't none good, no, not one. Ain't none righteous, no, not one. God said all of sin comes short of the glory of God. And that's why God said you better get to Jesus, buddy. Because I tell you what, if you don't want to go to hell, there's only one way to keep going to hell. You better get to Jesus. You better get your sins confessed. You better get them covered up with the blood that cleanses from all sin. Amen. I'll tell you what, buddy, we're in trouble. And it's one thing being in trouble with Russia. It's another thing being in trouble with China. But I mean, we're in trouble with God. And I'll tell you what, buddy, nations in trouble with God don't go very far. You look at all them ruins, they call them ruins. You know how they got ruined? Left the Lord. I'll tell you what, righteousness exalteth a nation. But I'll tell you what, when a nation forgets God, they get turned into ruins, amen. And somebody goes out there. I just found out about this. Y'all probably already knew about this. We got little girls there tonight. I'll try my best to be discreet. But at Pompeii, where that volcano erupted and cooked all them people alive, you wouldn't believe what they had on the wall in that city, Elvis. It'd make a certain magazine's blush. You want to know why those people got cooked alive at Pompeii? Their sin reached heaven, Melvin. God said, enough, boy. I'm God. I gave you life. I'll take it away. Job said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Don't tell me God takes sin lightly. Don't tell me God's got where He can tolerate sin. I'll tell you what the Bible said. He's a pure eyes and look upon sin. He's a whole lot different from us. Amen. We need to be more like Him. I'll tell you what, buddy. We need to have some of the attributes of God. Amen. Oh, yeah. We need to set, I'm telling you, what, boss, some standards in this land. And I mean not move them. Amen. We've got what we can't tell the difference between right and wrong. Oh, me. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. You know, you can't get nobody to confess nothing. They plead the fifth now, Margaret. They say, I don't want to testify because if I do, I'll condemn myself. And somehow or another, they excuse that. I say waterboard them. Amen. Let's get it out of them. Get it over with. Amen. Man, I used to take my kids in there in the bedroom and I say, you better tell me or I'm going to whoop you anyway. And they, Dad, I'm sorry, I've done this, I've done that. I said, all right, I'm a whoopee, but not as hard. Amen. You can't hardly get them out of them. I mean, they'll hit around there, but they won't never say it, amen. I said, you better tell me what you've done. Yeah. Amen. My mama used to say, I'll tear the hide off you, boy. She'd make my britches smoke, amen. I never got a one that didn't deserve Emmeline. I'll tell you what, buddy, I love my mother more for busting my hind end and setting me in order than anything she done. And my mama cooked some awful good cornbread and pinto beans and fried potatoes and fried chicken. But I'll tell you what, boy, I'm so glad my mother loved me enough to show me the difference between right and wrong. And I'll tell you right now, I ain't got no problem at all knowing the difference between right and wrong. But we got a generation coming up, and for some reason or another, they think they can do anything, and nobody better not speak against it. Boy, you talking about, a generation ripe for judgment, boy. They've been told in school it's their life. They don't have to listen to no one. They've been told if it feels good, do it. Their mom and dads, they're afraid to speak against it. I'll tell you what, buddy, it's a sad day when children tell the parents what to do. Amen. Oh, me, boy, how it's condescended. Amen. But I'll tell you what, buddy, the Bible says, woe be to the rebellious children, saith the Lord. God knows how to take care of it. Amen. It may not be able to be took care of in the home place. It may not be able to be took care of in the schoolhouse or the jailhouse or the policeman. But I promise you this, God can handle it. Amen. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what I believe some of these teenagers, when they go out to meet God, I believe they say, why didn't somebody tell me? And God will tell them they did. You just wouldn't listen. Amen. Man, you think about it. God's got a church on every corner. Brother Bobby's trying to come to church tonight. He said he had to take a detour. He said, you know down there where that church is. And I'm glad there's some places. Praise God. God's planted a church. Amen. And there ain't no excuse. I mean, there's churches on every corner. And I know some of them in disarray. But I'll tell you what, like Paul said, nevertheless, Christians preach. Amen. And I like being a good church where they preach the Word of God. Where you feel something. Amen. Man, I'm spiritual. I don't know about y'all, but I like the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, glory. Man, the Bible said the letter killeth. I have been in some of the read so much Bible, I got choked on and couldn't get nothing out of it. Amen. I like it when a man just gets away and just, I mean, get caught in the Spirit, preach up a storm, I mean, all over the place. Amen. Hallelujah. God put churches out there, rescue missions, that sinners could come in, hear the good news that Jesus Christ came to this world to save sinners. The Bible said, Romans 10:9, if thou, that means you, shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's a personal thing. You got to say, I've sinned. You got to say, I'm sorry. You got to say, Lord Jesus, save me. It's a personal thing. Man, the Bible talks about men have done harm to the simplicity of Christ. But the problem is most people don't realize that it starts with confession. You got to say, I've sinned. I'm sorry. I want to be forgiven. Amen. Do you ever get anywhere with God? Bless you, Sister Carolyn. And I'll tell you what, buddy, now we got a generation now, they just don't see it as sin. You know what? I seen a bumper sticker, some liberated woman, I guess, I don't know. Said, don't tell me about my rights. It's my body. Well, I guess God will probably have the last say in that. I don't know. But, you know, they gave old Jackie Chan there, you know, he kind of rebuked him there and said, you know, your country has forced abortions, and these women over here, you know, we've come a long way, baby. I mean, you're talking about coming a long way. Not only do we not see it as sin, but somehow or another we say we got a right to take someone's life. That shows you how sick we've become. That shows you, boy, how condescending we've went. Now listen, I know it makes people mad. They don't want, you know, politicians. First thing they do, Brother Bob, is how you feel about abortion, buddy? How you feel about homosexuality, buddy? I mean, they got to get somehow get a little mud in there, you know. That's the first thing they do. You know, you let a good man run for office. The first thing they do is try to figure out some way to pull the rug out from underneath him. Rick Perry, they done him that away. Right. And they try to trip him up, you know. They don't want nobody legitimate in there. I was telling Melvin today, I said, well, we got a bunch of career politicians, ain't them a bunch of crooks. And I tell you what they've done, they've squandered all the wealth of this country. And I tell you what, buddy, well, we got left is an empty bag.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Melvin. Amen. Yeah, that's right. The women think they got rights. Listen, I ain't got no right. Only right I've got, buddy, the Bible says appointed unto me once to die and after that the judgment. I'll tell you right now, I got a right to die, and God's got a right to judge me. But I'll tell you one thing, it was a good day when I took a right and stayed right, amen, at Calvary. Somebody wrote a song, turn right and stay straight. Amen. That's about a pretty good statement there. Turn right and stay straight. Don't make crooked paths. Don't jaywalk. Man, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, now that looks like pretty straight to me. What in the world? I want to try to go this way, when that's the way. The Bible says seek the straight way, way straight, make straight paths for your feet, walk in the light, as He's in the light. There's all kind of things there in the Bible. Let me know what's right and what's wrong, amen. But we've lost that. We've lost that reality. Hollywood has helped us, but we've let them do it, amen. I mentioned this morning about our schools and they're in a mess. We're raising up a generation, buddy, that don't know God. And I know the churches hadn't done their part. I know, you know, the politicians haven't done their part, but we haven't neither. If we couldn't do nothing else, we could fall down our knees and cry against it and say, Lord, we don't want it. Well, we want our children to be brought back, to be taught the things of God, amen. And I believe, I'll tell you what, if we get down and cry to God about it, something might change. Somebody said, that won't change nothing. I'll tell you one thing it'll change. The Lord told Hezekiah, He said, I seen your tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, He said, I heard your prayer. Don't tell me, buddy, it won't change nothing. You know, I've said this a lot of times up here, and I thought it was kind of strange I made the statement, but don't take out that God factor. You know, when you try to figure out things without God, sometimes you can't have any success. But with things that are impossible with men are possible with God, and I do believe that if we'll just steal away and get down our knees and spend some time weeping and praying and talking to God about some things,
amen.
I believe it'll make a difference, amen. I was down on my knees praying one time. My daughter opened the bedroom door and there her dad was down on his knees praying, and she had started weeping, Brother Melvin. She come in there and knelt down right beside me. I didn't stop praying, Carolyn. I just put my arm around her, and as she wept, we prayed. I was down on my knees another time praying that little one. About like Katie there. opened up that bedroom door, and there's her grandpa down on his knees praying, and she just kind of eased the door back closed and left on out. I knew she was there. Another day I was down on my knees praying, she opened up that bedroom door and came on in there and knelt down there beside me. Man, I tell you what, what a blessing. Children see down on his knees praying. Grandkids see grandpa down on his knees praying. What a blessing this. Amen. Hallelujah, boy. I tell you what, I know how to pray, and I'm glad I do. I know who to pray to. I'm telling you, a lot of people, like Jesus told that woman in John chapter 4, that Samaritan woman, he said, you worship, you know not what. He said, we know what we worship, amen. I'm glad, praise God, I know who I pray to. I'm glad, praise God, he knows me as one of his. I'm glad, praise God, thanks to Calvary, there's a new and living way that I can come to God myself and come boldly to the throne of grace and say, I need some help, amen. Hallelujah. Hooray! Boy, I'll tell you what. Let the world chase after things of the world, but I want to be like David said. I'm like the heart that panted after the river. That panted after the river. He said, my soul thirsted after God. Amen. Boy, boy, boy. Man, I tell you what. They can go ahead and have their hero. NASCAR drivers, they can have their hero. Deer hunters and fishermen and basketball and football and baseball and golf ball and any other ball they can think of. I'll just take Jesus, amen. I'll tell you what, that's me, makes my soul leap within me just mentioning his name, amen. Oh me, women, somehow or another, you know, I guess it's in Virginia Slim, said you come a long way, baby. Well, this means you got a long way to get back where you need to be. Yeah. But they think they got right. That bumper sticker said, don't tell me what to do my body. I know my rights. That don't make it right, Carolyn. And I tell you what, buddy, God, he's been keeping record. The Bible says this about children, Molly. It says the fruit of the womb is his reward. It says children are inheritance from the Lord. You can't go to Walmart and get them. Man, I wouldn't take none of my grandbabies. If I knew he was going to be that good, I'd have them first, Carolyn. Yeah, man, that's right. Hallelujah. They don't call them grand for nothing. They'll cost you a grand, then some, but they're worth every penny of it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, anybody that's for abortion, I'm glad this is going on the internet. I do want to be use great plainness of speech right here. Anybody that's for abortion ought to think about the fact they could have been aborted. Maybe they put the shoe on their own foot, maybe to make a little bit more sense to them. I can't understand that mentality, Margaret. I can't understand somebody thinking they got a right to take someone's life and thinking they're not doing that and it's their God-given right. I can't understand that. But that's what happens to sin, see? It lies at the door, and when you open the door and let sin in, it just keeps on and little leaven leavens the whole lump, and the next thing you know if you hadn't sinned, my pastor preached a message one time on the arithmetic of sin, and he said to add sin to sin. Amen. Man, they changed the names of it, Molly. Instead of being homosexuals, now they're gay. Instead of being adulterers, now they have what, a fire or something like that. I mean, you know, I was a drunk. Instead of being a drunk, they say, well, he's got, you know, genes, something wrong with his genes, you know, got some kind of childhood problem made him that way. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you what, I'm sick of all that. I say start calling what it is, boy. I believe we start calling what it is. I believe people start realizing, boy, they got a problem. Amen. I'm tired of getting sugar pills out. I think, Lord, just preach precept upon precept, line upon line, hear a little and there a little what thus saith the Word of God. But I'll tell you what, I believe churches need to get back to preaching against sin. When God called me to preach, Sister Carolyn, He said, I want you to preach against sin. And I said, yes, sir. Amen. First message God ever gave me, Brother Alvis, was Romans chapter 6, verse 23. I didn't preach that message for 2 years. I scared death. I preached that message. I wouldn't have another. I kept it on the back burner. But I'll tell you what, the day God called me to preach, He told me to preach Romans 6, 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And Brother Melvin, I thought, well, if I ever preach that message, I won't have one fall back on. I scared death anyway. And I kept that message forever. And when I finally preached that message, boy, oh boy, it's a blessing, amen. Amen. Whew. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, boy. America, Jackie Chan's right. We have become the most corrupt country in the world. God raised this nation up. Brother Bobby, He's evangelized the whole world through America. Every missionary come from America. We've compassed the whole world. Telling the good news of Jesus to people that don't know the English language, but I tell you what, they've learned their language and they told them about Jesus, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Little children have been saved, and tell you what, heathens have no better now. They know there's no other God but the Lord, but America somehow has been deceived. And America's chasing after other gods, and America's left the living God.
Amen.
It's going to be its demise, amen. I think that scripture there in Romans chapter 10 would apply to America, that if America would confess with its mouth that it's sinned and would believe in its heart that Jesus raised from the dead, I believe America could be revived. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, God said, if my people, which are called by my name, you know what other people, other nations call us? They call us a Christian nation. Man, I'm telling you what, buddy, we're everything but a Christian nation. Man, we're making movies about sin. We're selling products that promote sin. Man, it's sin everywhere. I reckon sin sells, and they love every minute of it. But he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I'll hear from heaven their prayer and turn, and it will heal their land. Amen. We just need to do a good old Holy Ghost repenting. Amen. Quit pretending that we're something we're not. You know, Jackie Chan, there's no doubt in my mind they're going to crucify him. But I'll tell you one thing, you can't hold it against him because he told the truth. Amen. We've had several Hollywood actors to make some statements. Clint Eastwood made a statement about our president, and you've seen what they've done with him. They started mocking him, criticizing him. I mean, they don't want you to speak against their sin. They don't want you to say any manner against their sin. They want you somehow stomach their simple, wicked ways. I just can't do it, Brother Alvis. I just can't do it, Brother Billy. I can't do it. God didn't tell me to do it. God told me to come out among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I'll be a father and you be my son. Amen. I'll tell you right now, the Bible said friendship of this world is ended with God. And I tell you what, you can't take the world in one hand and God in another hand and bring them together. Only Jesus done that. And on the cross, Sister Carolyn, Jesus took the holiness of God and the helplessness of man and the sinfulness of man and the sovereignty of God. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them. And God said, through you I will. Amen.
Amen.
Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Ephesians 4:32. But oh me, no confession. Noah, you know, if you'll look at that, you'll see the solution, our problem right there in Romans chapter 10. It says, in verse number 9, thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Simplicity of this, listen. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I tell you what, you look down at verse number 12, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And then if you want it really simple, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Man, the door of salvation is wide open. The welcome mat's on the threshold, and God's standing at the door reaching out saying, listen, come on. Let's fix it, boy. And I don't know why in the world wanted to go to hell in a handbasket when they got Jesus, the loving, seeking Savior. He said he left the 99 to seek one that was lost, and he's still seeking to save that which is lost. Oh, why in the world we run from him? Why don't we run to him? But I'll tell you what, I was guilty of it myself. Some reason or another, I had a lie from hell in my heart thinking God's my enemy. But I'm glad he wasn't my enemy, Brother Melvin. I'm glad he's my friend. And I'm glad he had better things in mind for Eddie Wade than living the life of a drunkard. And I tell you what, buddy, I'll admit all my sin, but I wasn't nothing deserving of anything but hell, amen. But I'm glad, praise God, he kept seeking after me. Amen. I love giving my testimony. Man, I'm glad, praise God, that he made room at the cross for me. I'm glad he made a way that even someone like Eddie Wade, I was telling him, a man was there the day I got baptized, Brother Alvis, the man I worked with, Mark Bunch, and he said, I refuse to believe that God could save you. I told him, I said, I have a hard time believing myself, Brother Mark, but I'm saved. He said, I want to hear your testimony. And I told Mark Bunch how the Lord has saved me. Mark Bunch said, I believe it now. But you know what? We do need to give our testimony. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And you know what? We're His ambassadors. You know what an ambassador does? They represent someone. We had an ambassador over in Libya, and they showed us they didn't want a homosexual over there. And y'all may not know all this, so I'll be discreet about it, but they done him a favor, I guess. They killed him, but he's a homosexual, so they sent him out. Back off that a little bit. But you ought to read what they done to that guy. They done him pretty bad. And I'm not laughing about it, I'll just tell you this, buddy. He ought to know better. And we ought to know better. And then guys, he's just the tip of the iceberg. There's more coming. Amen. Oh me, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We've got an affair with sin in America. And I don't think we can ever break it, but I'll tell you one thing, it's going to break us. Sure is. Amen. The Bible talks about making a league with sin. That's what we've done. Somehow or another, we passed laws, condoned sin. Somehow or another, we rewrote the Constitution. You know, I didn't bring it in here tonight, but I had it this morning out there in my car. I've got a copy of the Constitution and a copy of the Bill of Rights. And I know our Second Amendment says that we got the right to bear arms. You ought to read the First Amendment. Should have brought it in here. But it talks about we as a country, that we would not condone any certain religion, that we wouldn't put emphasis on just one. And that's a good thing. Because I'll tell you what, if some of them, if they could have their way, they'd be the only religion. A lot of them would like to. But I'll tell you one thing about religion, buddy. If it don't line up the Bible, it don't need to be honored anyway. But some of them want one world order, one world religion. They're trying hard, and Antichrist can't wait. But some of this stuff, buddy, I'll tell you what, it's coming to a head. And God will do right. But one thing we got a problem is knowing the difference between right and wrong. We've become so indoctrinated that I don't know if we can tell the difference anymore between right and wrong. Yes, somebody, I see them all the time asking people on the street on Watch Fox News a lot, and they'll just walk up to people on the street and ask them questions like, do you know the president's name? They might be able to name one of them if they can do that. But we're just not that concerned or not that informed. I don't know. Maybe we just don't care. Maybe we just don't care. I don't know. I know one thing, buddy. 1 second in hell will change every bit of that. 1 second in hell will be an eye-opening experience. And somebody in hell is waking up right now to the reality of the fact they should have come to God. They should have confessed their sins and they should have got saved. Amen. God's right when He says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. But He's also right when He says, enter thou into the joys of the Lord, thou good and faithful servant. He's right in everything He does. Oh me, rights. I wish we'd do right. I wish we'd seek to do right. I wish we would teach children right. I wish we would preach right, live right. I wish we'd do right. We're a crooked and perverse nation. Thank you, Brother Melvin. And the way we got there, we took our eyes off the Bible. We took our eyes off of the Lord. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We've been looking somewhere other than Jesus. And we've been allowing place for things. You know, I'm glad I've got a Bible, because with the Bible, I know the difference between right and wrong. If they could somehow remove the Bible, then somehow they could have a way of saying, you know, when they ask you, what makes you think that's right or what makes you think that's wrong? If it wasn't for that Bible, I wouldn't even know there was a hell. If it wasn't that Bible, I wouldn't even know there was a heaven. If it wasn't that Bible, I wouldn't even know there's a devil. But thanks to that Bible, God told me there was a devil that walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He also told me that there's a place called hell that he prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. The other was 1 Peter 5:8. But I'll tell you what, buddy, the Bible's where we get the source of truth, where we get all the knowledge of good and evil. And the Bible said this here, the conclusion of the whole matter in Ecclesiastes 12:13. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14 tells you why. For God will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Yeah. All the nations to God are but a drop in the bucket. and the people are grasshoppers. And yet somehow or another we think we can avoid judgment. Somehow or another we think we can get around the Word of God. Somehow or another we think that we've got the advantage. But I'll tell you one thing, we're on a head-on course. And it's not going to be very long.
Right.
Amen. Lord, we pray, dear Father, tonight. And Lord, You through something said tonight could get a hold of someone tonight and bring them to the reality of the fact that they are going to die, that they are going to stand before God and be judged. Lord, if there's someone here tonight in danger of judgment, someone, Father, here tonight unprepared, not ready to go out to meet God, Lord, may You, I pray, by the Holy Spirit of God, usher that soul up here at this altar. May we kneel down and at least hug their neck and pray with them and tell them we love them. Lord, I don't want to see nobody go out to meet God unprepared, lost without God. Help us, Lord, tonight in this invitation. We ask You, Lord, to give it. In Jesus' name, amen.
This kind of different old song, page 22, Cry of Jesus.
Amen.
Page 22. You have tried the path of worldly pleasures, sought for peace the world could never give. Oh, be careful where you place your treasures.
Yeah.
You need one to teach you how to live. Cried Jesus,
yeah, ma'am.
He never fails. Over evil, His love prevails. In sunshine or stormy gales, cried Jesus,
He never fails.
Off
your day begins with seeming gladness. Hope is high, your heart with joy is light. Sorrows fail, and darkness brings you sadness. You need one to banish fear of night. Cry, Jesus, He never fails. O'er evil, His love prevails. In sunshine or stormy gales, try Jesus, He never fails. Read that forth from Brother Melvin.
Okay.
Time is short, the moment swiftly flying. Money cannot buy sweet peace within. You are longing, seeking, groping, sighing. You need one to cleanse you from your sin. Cried Jesus, He never fails. O'er evil, His love prevails. In sunshine or stormy gales, cried Jesus, He never fails. Boy, I like that song. Amen. The psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalms 34, verse number 8. I think one reason people don't know what they're missing out on because they ain't never tried it. Amen. Man, my wife made some tater soup, and I made the biggest ordeal over there that ever was. But after I tried it, Sister Carol, that's some of my favorite soup. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss out on her, Brother Al. I thought tater soup. I don't want no tater soup. But after I finally eat some, I wish I kept my mouth shut. That's kind of what Jesus is. You just don't know what you're missing out on. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I wish I could just pass out free samples. I wish I could give people just a little. Margaret said I need to learn how to let off of it. So I'm going to try to shut up here a minute. Oh, yeah. She said, he's like Brother Eddie. You don't know when to stop. I'm going to try to stop. Maybe somebody's got a word in your heart tonight.
That's a good preaching from the Word of God and knowing the Spirit. That's the one message you wrote tonight. I said, amen that all night. That
kind amen, of Lord, amen. Amen.
Amen. Been good to be here. Feel the Lord present to me.
Amen.
I want to take, yeah, I want to give the Lord for everything on earth, including earth. You know,
amen.
He offers eternal life. That's the only thing going to count.
That's right.
Everything going to be vain except salvation in the Lord and get heaven.
Right.
People won't even see that. I mean, a lot of people won't be realizing that. They don't have to give up nothing for it.
Amen.
I mean, me and you've been down the road all those times. They didn't have to worry, but the heartaches and torments, you know.
Right.
And it's just a lot of evil out there. There's no good in none of them. So serving the Lord really pays. Serving Jesus really pays.
That's right, Lord. Yeah, I ain't kidding. The Lord's out of this world. I used to chase after sin like a donkey chasing after a carrot on a stick. The devil just hold it out there. Man, oh man, Ken Mavin was talking today about that rest for the people of God. Be a glorious rest. Man, man, oh man. Hallelujah. I can't wait to get home, Molly.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to resting. I'm looking forward, praise God, to looking upon my Jesus. Man, to see the one that loved me and gave himself for me, Carolyn. Amen. Well, if we're done tonight, I ain't going to linger. But if you got anything to say, I'll give you a moment here to say it. Amen.
And he left this Bible back here for our roadmap. And we better start following it.
She's right.
You can gain all the sin you want. You still going to be a loser.
That's right. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? Amen. Amen, Molly.
I might say this too. I appreciate being and
them
teaching these kids, taking the church. Yeah. I bet
they read the Bible to them at home. Yeah, they do.
They need to, you know, and really put the Bible in their little
heads,
you know, where they find a little that way. If they
can't
never get a hold of them, you know. When they get to school,
you know.
So I
appreciate them being in church. Me and Mevin went over and visited with them. They'd been sick, and you know what they was doing?
Is
reading the Bible. Yeah. Matter of fact, Katie said, look, Brother Eddie got a new Bible. Yeah. Yeah.
Well said,
yeah. Amen. Amen. Well said. All right, I love you tonight. If we've not got nothing else on your heart, that will be dismissed. Old rainy night. Whew. I'm looking forward to this week, not having to work on Friday night, get back on my regular schedule. My thoughts were scattered tonight, but I appreciate you coming, bearing with me. I love you. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. And let's all stand. And Brother Madden, if you would. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to try to have a business meeting the 23rd. Thank you, Brother Mevin. We're going to have a business meeting, try to have a business meeting. That's always one of the things you never know. But the 23rd of this month, I'm going to be off. I will be here. It'll be on Wednesday night. And a couple of things we're going to try to discuss. One of them, we're going to try to work on that door back there in the fellowship hall back there down at the bottom. It needs some attention down there. Another thing, I'm going to be... they're going to shut my plant down, and I'm going to be off the third week of June, and we'd like to try to discuss maybe possibly having a revival that week, make good use of that time, and maybe we can discuss, you know, some, pray about, you know, who might get to conduct that meeting there. I'd like to have a good revival. I believe we can have one.
Yeah.
Even in this dry time we're living in, I believe there's still some mercy drops. But pray about all of that, and be sure to come at Wednesday night, and maybe we can... I don't know. I just know I'll be here if the Lord allows me to live it long, and maybe we'll have a good service and have a good business meeting and maybe come out with some success, something positive. All right. This message prayer, Brother Melvin. Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Just had a dinner.